神的爱实在是太丰富了。
We truly thank the Lord that His love is so abundant.
我们知道今年我们都在讲神的爱。
We know that this past year we have been discussing the love of God.
我们几位弟兄，我们在不同的角度，借着我们的经历和我们所领受的，我们一直在讲神的爱。
And many brothers have been sharing upon the love of God using their own experiences and also what they have received from the Word of God.
因为神的话实在太丰富、太完美了，我们需要我们众儿女我们来享受、来见证。
Because His love is so rich and so abundant that all of us together must come to experience His love.
那我们的弟兄姐妹，大家一起看几处圣经。
And so let's read a few portions of Scripture.
我们先看约翰。一书四章
第几节 Let's start in 1 John chapter 4 verse 7.
约翰一书四章第七节，大家弟兄姐妹来，我们一起来读第七节。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
我们再看21节。
And then also in verse 21.
爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所领受的命令。
And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also.
我们再看约翰福音十三章三十四节。
Now in John chapter 13, verse 14.
34.
Of 34.
十三章
Chapter 13 verse 34
约翰福音十三章三十四节我是给你们一条新命令乃是叫你们彼此相爱我怎样爱你们你们也要怎样相爱
New commandment I give to you that you love one another even as I have loved you that you also love one another
我们再看 马太福音22章
And then Matthew chapter 22
三十四节
In verse 34
我们从三十四节到三十九节
Verse 34 to 39
我们可以到四十节吧三十四到
34 to 40
弟兄姐妹看到我们一起来
And we can read it together
法利赛人听见耶稣诅咒的撒都该人的口他们就自己内中有一个人是律法师叫试探耶稣就问他说：“夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？”耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相像，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。”我们再看罗马书十三章
Then also Romans chapter 13
罗马十三章第九节
Verse
9第九节第十节
Verse 9 and 10
像那不可奸淫不可杀人不可偷盗不可贪婪或有别的诫命都包在爱人如己这一句话之内的爱是不加害你人的所以爱就完全的律法
For this you shall not commit adultery you shall not murder you shall not steal you shall not covet and if there is any other commandment it is summed up in the saying you shall love your neighbor as yourself love does no wrong to a neighbor therefore love is the fulfillment of the law
请弟兄姐妹我们有一天祷告
Let us have a further word of prayer
亲爱的主我们实在感谢赞美你
Lord, we truly want to thank you and praise you.
你何等的爱我们
That you have loved us so much.
因为爱你为我们上了十字架你为我们预备的救恩
And because of love, you went to the cross and you prepared salvation for us.
是你的爱救了我们也是你的爱来寻求我们
It is your love that has sought us and saved us.
今天我们在你爱的恩典里面来经历你自己丰盛的恩典
And today, in your grace and love, we experience your abundant grace.
我主啊我们实在感谢你
Lord, we truly want to thank you.
也借着今天借着你我们所读的话里面你的话告诉我们我们要彼此相爱
And your word also tells us that we must love one another Because your love has encouraged us, it has caused us to follow you. And we commit this following time into your hands. That your words may be spoken in us again.
不管听的、讲的、翻译的, 我们都是要你恩典,
whether the one who hears, listens or speaks or translates, that we all need your word.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求, Amen.
We pray in Jesus' name.
刚才我们所读的约翰一书里面,
earlier when we read 1 John,
因为他告诉我们,他说, 我们如果能够彼此相爱, 我们就是从神而生的。
We know that everyone who loves one another is born of God.
我们也认识神,
and we know God.
因为爱是从神来的,
because love is of God.
神刚才我们所读的跟我们早上我们接着饼杯我们神告诉我们他何等的爱我们,
and we know even from our Lord's table earlier this morning that God has told us how much he loves us.
因为神是不改变的爱,
because God's love does not change.
我们知道从神加我们,
we know that when God created us, he created us out of love.
我们在旧约圣经里面,我们也看见神是何等的爱他的百姓,
and we see how much God has loved his people even in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面都大部分是讲到神以色列百姓的关系。
We know that most of the Old Testament speaks concerning God's relationship with the Israelites.
我们看见神在以色列百姓的带领里面,神是何等的爱。
And we truly see how much God has loved his people in the way he led them.
我们也看见今天到新约的时候,我们就代表了主耶稣和他的门徒。
And then in the New Testament, we see Jesus' relationship with his disciples.
我们也看见神怎样爱我们,也借着他的门徒把他爱分享给我们。
We see how he had loved his disciples, and through his disciples, he showed his love. Because God is a God of love. And earlier in Matthew,
那时候, 法利赛人问主说,
the Pharisees asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? Now we know that the Israelites, they were looking at the commandments from an outward perspective. As if these commandments are very severe.
我们今天在每个国家,他们都有一个他们的法律。
We know that every country has its own law code.
法律里面也有许多诫命,就说像我们,你不可贪污,不可盗窃,不可杀人。
And we know that all of these laws, there are many commands such as you cannot kill one another, you cannot be corrupt.
如果你做的一些事情,这一些法律就要定你的罪,就要审判你。
And if you do certain things, then these laws will condemn you, they will judge
you. 有的国家里面是一命还一命,如果你杀人了,你就要受刑罚,你就要被枪毙。
And some countries have the capital punishment where if you murder someone, then you will have to be killed as punishment. Because we know that these laws in the world, that they are there to condemn people for their sins. But we see that God had also given his people the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai.
神给这百姓诫命, 主耶稣在马太福音告诉我们那是神的爱。
And we know that Matthew shows us that when God gave his people these commandments, it is God's love.
神给以色列百姓不是要定他的百姓的罪。
God did not give the Israelites these commandments to condemn the Israelites.
他要给以色列人,以色列他的百姓有一条生的路。
But he wanted to give them some way of life.
这是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
我们可以看一下,在诫命里面。
And we can even read in the Ten Commandments.
那是在出埃及记20章。
In Exodus 20.
那时候十条诫命里面,它写在两块法板上。
We know that the Ten Commandments were inscribed on two tablets, a stone.
在两块法板上面一块是写的神与人的关系。
And we know that on one piece, was written God's relationship with his people.
另一个滑板是写的人与人之间的关系。
And then on the second tablet, it was about man's relationship with one another.
在在诫命里面，他开始就是说，我们就看，二十章第二节，我是耶和华你的神，我真将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。
I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
后来接下来。除了我以外，你不可有别的神。这是告诉以色列百姓警戒他，你不可有别的神。
And then we know that God's command is, "You shall have no other gods before me." This was a very stern commandment.
我们知道后来以色列人许多的时候，他犯罪得罪了神，他就没有守住这一条诫命。
We know that many times when the Israelites sinned against God, this was the command that they failed to keep.
他被掳，被抛到世界抛来抛去。就是因为他的百姓没有守住这一条诫命。
Because his people had not kept this command, so they were exiled and they were sent to wander throughout this world.
因为在他里面拜的偶像，就神的管教的手就领在他的身上。
And because they worship idols, so the judging hand of God came upon them.
为什么神说你不可拜别的神，你只有拜我，这是神的爱呢？
Why is it that you shall have no other gods before me is a demonstration of God's love?
我们知道，因为第二节里面他就告诉我们，我把你从埃及地领出来，是我把你从埃及地为奴之家救出来的。
It is the answer is in verse 2, because the Lord, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
他告诉他的百姓，只有我可以拯救你了。
He told his people, only I.
因为如果你要拜偶像，埃及那里一大堆偶像。
Now, if you want to worship idols, there are so many different idols in Egypt.
你拜偶像的结果。
And what is the result of that?
就是死。
Death.
你拜来拜去，最后你就是死，下地狱。
If you worship this idol, that idol, the result is death and hell.
不管你在地上活了多少年，你的日子怎么样。
It doesn't matter how many years you live on this earth.
就像我们主耶稣说的拉撒路和财主。
For example, that rich man versus Lazarus.
你要拜偶像，你过着财主的生活。
Maybe you worship idols, maybe you have a lifestyle like that rich man.
但是你的结局就是死。
But your end is death.
没有生的路。
There is no way of life.
没有活路。
There is no way of God.
你要活。你就不可拜。
If you want to live, you cannot worship these idols.
因为只有神才能够救你的。
Because only God can save you.
所以他禁止你拜偶像，就是告诉他你不要自己找死。
And so when he says that you are prohibited from worshiping idols, it is to prevent you from dying early.
如果你想死，你要死，那你去拜吧。
So if you wanted to die, then you worship the idols.
如果你要活，你就不要拜。
But if you want to live, then you cannot worship the idols. And so this is God's love to his people. To prohibit them from worshiping idols. It is to prevent them from going the way of death. Do you want to live? Then you should worship the only true God. Because he is the only one who can save you. He is the only one who can cause you to live. And so we know that in him there is life. If we want to live, we need that life. And only he has a life that causes us to live. Today we know that when we live in sin,
我们罪没有解决，你不管拜什么做什么，你的结局就是死。
If these sins have not been dealt with, then the result is only death.
如果你不想死的话，你就信耶稣。
And if you don't want to die, then you have to believe in Jesus.
今天的神的话告诉我们，只有他能够救我们。
And the word of God tells us that he is the only one who can save us.
只有他才有一条活路。
Only he has the way of life.
但是我们神是永远活的。神是永远活的。
But God is the only one who lives forever.
他要我们人也要活的。
And he wants us people to live forever.
神爱世人。
And because God has loved the world,
他将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he sent his only begotten son.
我们都是罪人，我都是在他的儿子里面，我们得的救恩。
And we are all sinners, we have all received salvation in his son.
因为只有得着他儿子的生命，我们才能活。
And by receiving of this life of the son, then we can live.
这是神的恩典，这是神的爱。
And this is God's grace, this is God's love.
因为他，我们的神是这样的爱我们。
Because this is how much God has loved us.
他也要我们人永远地活着。
And he wants us to live eternally.
因为死人, 我们的神也不要。
Because God does not want a dead person.
神是活的, 他也要能活的, 死的神是不一样的。
God is living and he wants his people to be living. He does not want a dead person.
我们心里吃他, 我们接受他的时候, 他接纳我们的时候, 他就叫,
And so when we believe in him, when he has accepted us, then he has also given us his living, his life. And this is the love of God. And then in verse
4,
You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above or on earth. Beneath or in the water under the earth.
这里就开始到境界他的百姓，你不管说任何的偶像来办。
We see that God here has prohibited His people that you cannot worship any kind of idol.
但是上面也一点前面说，不可为自己。
It says, "Do not make for yourself."
有的时候我们去拜的偶像是为着我们自己的。
We know that many times if we try to worship some idol, we made for ourselves.
现在我们知道。 科学很发达，我们渔民的话，出海的话，他们都知道天气没有什么意外。
And for example, because today's technology is very good, those people who go to the sea, they all know the weather, they don't have to worry so much.
我们知道，在50年之前啊，我们海边的啊，我们渔民捕鱼啊，我们他们每一次出海啊，都要到庙里面去拜拜呀。
Now, if maybe 50 years ago, people who needed to go to the sea, whether fishermen or other sailors, they would all go to the temple to worship the idol first.
有的时候啊，他们出海呀，一家人嘛，爷爷、父亲、儿子啊，遇到台风，通通都走了。
Because sometimes, for example, if the whole family, the grandparents, the father, the sons, if they all go to the sea and there's some typhoon, they all die.
所以说，他们为自己能够平平安安的回来。 能够多赚一点钱，他就怕去拜偶像。
And so they want to come back home safely. They want to catch more fish. They want to earn more money, and they will go to the temple to worship.
因为他们人没有平安了。Because
they don't have that peace.
我们也看见许多，我们店里面，我们看这个就是华盛许多店里面，他们的店门口都有一个偶像。
And then many stores, including those here in Flushing, they have all these idols even in the storefront. And so before they open the doors in the morning, they all worship the idol first. And their hope is that by worshiping these idols, they will earn more money that day. So it's very clear that their purpose for worshiping the idol is for themselves.
什么人为了自己，他们都拜偶像。
And for people, for their own sakes, they will worship any kind of idol.
你们知道那是黑社会啊，那些黑社会那个帮派啊，他们也拜偶像。
And we know that even in the mafia, that they also worship idols.
有的赌博的，他们也拜偶像。
People who go to gambling, they also worship idols.
我就知道以前就是有一个赌博，赌了一次输了以后，他说某某地方很灵啊，他就在那里去拜。
And so I know, for example, some person who used to go to the casino often and would lose a lot of money, but he would go to a certain place to worship idols. And then, for example, after that, maybe he started earning some more money from the casino and people noticed.
后来他们跟他一起读了，知道了，他去拜那个偶像，那个很灵的偶像，所以他们一起去拜。
And so people find out that he worships this idol, and people say that that idol is especially effective or powerful and spiritual, and so they go to that
one.
But then sometimes I wonder, if let's say all four people go to worship the same idol, and now the four people are competing at the same table, then which one will the idol favor?
Yeah, 所以说，看见我们就是为自己，我们做了很多事，没有道德限制的。But
the point is that in order for our own sakes, our own benefit, we will do many kinds of things.
因为我们犯罪堕落的时候，我们里面有一个贪婪。Because
when we sin and we have fallen, then we have this greed.
我们知道在夏娃被引诱的时候。And
perhaps we remember that when Eve was tempted.
她当时她就是为了她自己。
She was thinking of herself.
他说你自己，你吃了那个树头的，你自己跟神一样，神所知道的你也知道。
Because she was told that on that day you eat of it, you will be like God, you will know good and evil.
因为他说你也会知道，你也懂得怎么样是分别善恶。
That your eyes will be open, you will know how to discern good and evil.
那个知识树成人吃了，人有知识了。
And so people have eaten of that tree, the knowledge of good and evil, and they have knowledge now.
但是人人有生命。
But there's no life.
他知道什么叫做善，他是他没办法做行活出善来。
People know what good is, but people are unable to do it.
我们知道后来他也跟亚当吃了。
We know that afterwards she gave the fruit to Adam.
当时神跟亚当说你不可，那个果子是不能吃的，吃的你会死的。
And so God had told Adam that you shall not eat of that tree, because the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
因为圣经后来有先知是说，因为这是神跟亚当立的一个约，他们先知是有说是亚当违背了神的约。
And so some prophets have said that this is God's covenant with Adam, and Adam violated this covenant.
所以说他们人为了自己，他被引诱了以后，他为了得着知识。
And so we see that they disobeyed God because they were tempted and they wanted knowledge. And so that is living for themselves.
所以接下来我们人在罪的污染里面，我们有许多的败坏，许多的贪婪。
And now that we are in sin, then we are corrupt and we are greedy.
所以我们知道今天神的救恩里面。
And now we consider God's salvation.
是很清楚地告诉我们，我们这个旧人，我们这个题是要解决的。
It clearly tells us that this old man inside us must be dealt with.
因为神也告诉今天神的话，新约的光告诉我们。
And in the light of the New Testament,
我们只有体贴圣灵才是活路。
That we must mind the things of the Spirit, and that is the way of life.
我们体贴肉体就是死亡。
And if you are carnally minded, then that is death.
这就是我们自己，我们的本。
That is our own fallen life.
所以说我们人啊，为了我们自己的意图，为了贪婪，很多事情我们会去做了。
So we see that for our own benefit, for our own greed, that there are many things we will do.
因为贪恋缘故，许多的时候我们表面上不会做。
And then on the surface, maybe you won't do these things.
我知道啊，以前我们在我来的是做餐馆的。
And so when I came to the U.S., I worked in a restaurant.
我们知道，我们做餐馆打工的时候，那时候我在外国人餐馆里面做，因为就是说老板跟你讲，你东西可以吃，怎么吃都可以大厨，但是你就是不能抽。
And so, for example, he would tell me that as one of the chefs that I can cook many things, but somehow it's just not good enough.
就是这样子，我们人贪婪的心，我们人就是要偷。
And so, for example, that we always want to steal a little bit from the kitchen.
有很多人嘛，那个牛肉 steak 很好的 steak 小小的没有多大，他都用食指包了一下，然后冬天塞在大衣里面，就这样拿回家了。
And so some people who worked in a restaurant, for example, if there was a small piece of steak, they would wrap it up and they would secretly stuff it in their coat and bring it home.
后来我知道我们做外国做餐馆拿老板的东西的人是好多的，不是一两个。
And what I realized is that it wasn't just one or two people doing that, but so many people working in the restaurant do that.
有的虾好大，那个外面买的是好贵，他就包了一些放在口袋里面带回家。
It might be very expensive steak. Some of them might even be larger pieces of steak, and yet they would go and secretly take it away.
还有人告诉你，人家都拿，为什么你不拿？
And some people would ask me, if other people are doing it, why don't you do it too?
所以说到你看见为自己，我们做了很多的事情。
So you see that for your own sake, you do many types. There are many things you will do.
为了自己，我们不管人事物，许多的事情，我们为了自己所做的。
And so we see that we don't care about others, but we just do it for ourselves.
是得罪神的。
And sinning against God.
诗篇告诉我们。
As it speaks in the Psalms.
以别的代替神的，你的愁苦必加增。
That when something takes the place of God, that your sufferings and pain will increase.
你只有依靠神，相信神。
You must trust in the Lord, you must rely on Him.
你不要怕任何事情，不要怕难处。
And do not be afraid of difficulty.
就算天塌下来，我们的神会把你顶住。
We know that even if heaven were to fall on the ground, that God will still hold you up.
但是许多的时候，我们为着自己，我们是贪婪去做了，犯了许多的事情。
And yet, because of our own sakes, many times we will do many different things.
他第四节里面说，你不可为自己雕刻偶像。
As it says again in verse 4, you shall not make for yourself an idol.
其实我们巨大的偶像是我们自己。
Actually, our greatest idol is our own self.
真正的偶像是我们自己。
The true idol is your own self.
就是为了我们自己的利益，我们什么事情都可以做。
That for our own sake, for our own benefit, you will do anything.
所以说我们不能为自己而活。
So we see that you cannot live for yourself.
只有你相信神,
you must believe God.
依靠神,
you must trust and rely on Him.
你把自己的一生交给神,
that you commit your whole life to Him.
你在地上的脸绿, 你不要担心,
that you don't have to worry about your days on earth.
你要吃的,
and what you need to eat, God will give you.
你要穿的神也会给你穿的,
what you need to wear, God will give you. Because God wants us to live. And we know that what we need to live on earth, God will give us. This is God's grace. Because God has told us that we should not leave God for our own sakes. We should not do all these things for ourselves. This is the love of God.
我们在后面我们也看见，他更是告诉以色列百姓说，你要守安息律。And
we also see that God told the Israelites, remember the Sabbath day.
因为第八节里面说，当纪念安息律，守为圣律。Verse
8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你的神当守的安息律。
6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work.
这里要人知道,
so we are told that we must keep the Sabbath. And he wants to show us that as people that we have rest.
神叫人叫的时候,
we see when God created Adam that the next day was a day of rest.
所以说在这里神告诉以色列百姓你是有安息的。
So God told the people of Israel, you have rest.
今天人没有安息。
Today in this world, people have no rest.
因为他就是吃了那个分别三恶树。
Because they ate that tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以神说你要汗流满面才得糊口。
And so God said that out of the sweat of your brow you will work.
那就没有安息的。
So of course there's no rest.
因为神叫人是要把人进入他的安息。And
because God wants people to enter into His rest.
如果我们能为着我们自己，我们就得不到安息。If
we live for ourselves, we will not receive rest.
但是我们就也知道，在希伯来书第四章告诉我们，今天我们能够有一个安息日的主，他带领我们进入他的安息。And
we are reminded in Hebrews 4 that there is a God of the Sabbath who brings us into His rest.
今天能够在我们安息，只有我们的主耶稣。
So only our Lord Jesus can cause us to find rest.
他是安息日的主。
He is the God of the Sabbath.
不管我们有多少的愁烦，有多少的烦恼，当我们能够找耶稣的面前的时候。
And no matter how much troubles we have, how busy we are, if we come to the Lord,
把我们一切的担托在放在他的身上的时候,
that we put our yoke upon Him,
我们就不,
or put our burdens upon Him,
我们就不要担心,
then we don't have to worry,
你就会得到安息,
that we will find rest.
但是我们要懂得交托,
but we must know how to give it to Him.
神要我们安息的,
God wants us to rest.
我们知道有许多
We know that in many couples that they don't have rest in their
lives.
We know that as some husbands and wives that they are very in a very nervous state. Or a very stressful state, but God wants them to rest. How can they rest? We know that there are certain matters of logic that if you want to discuss it, you can discuss it day and night.
像许可这一生事情你面对的, 你就是要你来经历。
But God wants you to encounter these circumstances.
就是事情发生了，你要要去经历。
And even after they happen, God wants you to experience.
但是你怎么经历，怎么面对
？But how do you face it?
你在这许多事情里面，你能得安息吗
？And all of these matters, can you receive rest?
也只有我们依靠神。
And you must rely on God.
只有你把这些事情交给神，你才有安息。
And only after you give it to God, then you can have rest.
我知道，我当时2021年的时候，我刚刚被那个 COVID-19 感染的时候，我也很紧张。
And I still remember the first time that I contracted COVID, that I was very nervous.
其实我在这几年里面，我有3次被感染。
Actually, ever since the pandemic, I've been infected with COVID at least 3 times.
头一次里面就最辛苦的，从下午3点发病。到12点，到你活不活、死不死的那个非常的辛苦。
And so the first time, I started feeling symptoms at 3 p.m. and between 3 p.m. and midnight, the symptoms were so severe that sometimes I even despaired of life.
是从头到尾足足有9天啊。
And so the whole sickness lasted 9 days.
开始的时候我也很紧张，哎呀，太辛苦了。
And at first I felt that this was too much of a struggle.
后来就祷告主了。
So then I prayed to God.
你又能怎么样?
And what happens?
你医生又没有药。
So you have no medicine.
你不管你怎么样，你留在那里撑啊。
And so no matter what you can do, you can only just stay there.
但是你担心的话，也改变不了啊。
But of course, if you worry about it, you can't change the situation.
我就这个主啊，你叫我
can't escape it.
后来我就不管了。
And afterwards, I stopped caring about it.
Yeah, 那因为我们即使放下的时候不管了都。照样这个病发出来就没有那么累了。
And so even whether you care about it or don't care about it, you still get sick and you don't have to be so tiresome about it.
我就告诉主啊，如果时候到你叫我走我就走，我没得转也没得住。
And I told the Lord that, Lord, if you want me to go to you, then if you call me, there's nothing I can do about it anyways.
就是我死活不管了，这是你的事情。
So that whether I live or die, that it is in the Lord's hand.
所以说你今天把精神，你把这个破开你走的时候，你就是发病了也经历的，但是能没那么辛苦的。
And so as long as you give it fully to the Lord, even when you encounter this illness, that you give it to the Lord and you don't have to struggle so much about it.
当然神有恩典了，你那个时候就是睡觉了，睡一下醒出来就没事了。
And of course, the Lord may be gracious. Maybe you go to sleep at night and the next morning you feel better.
如果你一紧张，你不睡，就是在那里紧张，在那里撑，你就撑就辛苦。
But on the other hand, if you continue to be worried and nervous about the situation, you can't sleep at night, then you, of course, will be very tired even the next day.
不理他了。
And so you don't go and worry and care about it.
你累的时候你去睡吧。
When you are tired, you still sleep.
所以把它交给神。
So you've committed it to God.
所以神是让我们在基督里面许多的时候经历，只有你不管什么事情，你托给神，你就有安息的。
And so God allows us to encounter many different circumstances, but whatever what happens is that you must give it to Him, and you will find rest.
有的时候我曾经说，有的时候姐妹或者弟兄，他配到他的另外一半。实在是没办法，因为他就是你的老公，就是你的老婆，他就是这么个样子。有的时候他做的事情就是叫你气得睡也睡不着，吃也吃不饱。
And so sometimes when a husband and a wife are put together, sometimes the husband is this particular character, the wife is that particular character, and sometimes those things cause you to become very angry that you start losing sleep.
但是人就是没有安息。
And people don't have rest because of
it. 但是神叫我们他要他的儿女是在他里面是有安息的。
But God wants His children to have rest in Him.
那你能够进入安息，只有依靠我们的主。
So if you want to enter into rest, you must rely on the Lord.
你就把这样的事，把这个你交给主，你不要管。
Even these things you give to the Lord and you don't try to do something about it.
你知道你也改变他是改变不了的，你没有本事，你有没有能力，你把他改变了。
You know that you have no ability and no ground to change the other person.
你只有面对，你只有在那里是撑着。
So you can only face the situation.
但是只有你交给主的时候，你里面想的你就会安息。
But when you give it to the Lord, that's the only time you can find rest.
神就叫我们死死就死吧。
And so if God causes you to die to yourself, then you die.
换成我们的旧生命，我们己的生命，我们亚当的生命，你迟早你都会死的。
Because this old life of Adam must die at some point. If you don't learn the lesson, now you have to learn it later. So if you want to live, you can only rely on the life of the Lord. Because only when you live in His life that you can enter into His rest. If you consider all of the challenges and difficulties of this world and you only think about them, then you will not have rest. And when these things happen, you can only face the situation. If you want rest, you can only trust in the Lord. So we must know that in the Lord we do have rest. And so the Lord tells His people to remember the day of the Lord. And so that the Lord worked 6 days, and on the seventh day He rested. We know that as people, when we don't have rest, then God does not rest. After we ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and sinned and fell, God wanted to save us. And because of that, He had no
rest.
And Jesus said that the Father has been working even until then, and then now Jesus has come to do the work of God. And so as long as we live in sin, there is no rest. And in order to save us, God has been working throughout history. That in the Old Testament, we see how hard He had to work to lead the Israelites.
We see
how God had chosen Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, then Joseph, and then all the descendants. And we know that the people of Israel, they did not give God rest. They would worship idols and sin against God. And God's work had to continue. But God also spoke to the people through the prophets. God is full of loving kindness. He has grace and mercy. So that the people of Israel may repent. And finally, our Lord Jesus came to this earth. He was nailed on the cross. And only in the Lord can we find rest. Because He has resolved our problem of sin. This truly is the grace of God. And so this is how God used His commandments of the Old Testament to show us that God is
love. 刚才我们读的马太福音，他说诫命最大的一条就是叫我们尽心尽意尽性爱神爱主你的神。
Means even as we read earlier in Matthew 22, that the greatest commandment is you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
我们知道这个诫命也是神的命令。
And we know that this command is also God's commandment.
神的命令是我们要遵守的，我们非做不可的。
And we must follow. We cannot disobey it.
我们刚才所读的约翰一书里面,
now earlier in 1 John,
因为约翰一书里面四章里面,
in 1 John chapter 4,
因为他第七节说, 亲爱的弟兄啊, 我们应当彼此相爱, 因为爱是从神来的, 凡有爱心的都是由神而生。
Chapter 4 verse 7, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. And we know that this love to love one another comes from God, it is born of God. We know that the old man, any love that we have from the old man, has already been polluted by sin.
我们就会认识神,
that if we truly know the love of God, then we will know God.
因为接下来，像耶稣他从七节以后，他一直讲就讲到主耶稣上十字架，讲到主的爱是怎么样的爱。
And we see from following from verse 8 and onwards that we it speaks of Jesus' love shown to us on the cross.
所以说到了21节里面，他说，爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。And
so in verse 21 it says, and this commandment we have from him that the one who loves God should love his brother also.
因为这是神的命令。
This is God's command.
我们知道是命令，我们一定要做的。
And as his command, we must follow.
所以我们刚才也读到约翰福音13章里面。
So earlier in John chapter 13,
这三章说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
That a new commandment I give to you that you love one another.
因为我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
Even as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
我们知道这个爱是说神的爱，神怎样爱你们，你们也怎样相爱。
We know that it says that even as God has loved us, in the same way we love one another.
爱是神的命令。
Because love is God's commandment.
我们尽心尽意尽心爱神，这是神对我们人的要求。
So we love the Lord our God with all our heart, with mind, soul, and strength.
我们也看见神是怎么爱我们的。
We see how God has loved us.
我们知道从约翰
We see how our Lord Jesus has loved us in 1 John 4 8.
他爱是出于他自己的。
His love comes from himself.
他就是爱。
Because he is love.
因为说神是爱。
Because God is love.
他爱了一个人，就他最宝贝的他的儿子，他都舍得给我们。
He loves us so much that he was willing to give up his only beloved son to us.
他爱我们，主耶稣爱我们，爱到一个地步，他可以把命给了我们，他可以为我们死。
And the son, our Lord Jesus, has loved us so much that he would be willing to give up his own life for us.
所以说我们相信，我们人没有什么东西比我们的命更宝贝，更值钱了。
So we all believe that there is nothing more valuable than your own life.
因为圣经说，你人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
As it is written that if you should gain the whole world and lose your own soul, what value is that?
所以说神，如果一个男人可以把命给你，他没有什么的，他尽他所有的都给你了。
So if someone is willing to give his own life to you, that it doesn't matter anything else, but he gives his own life to you.
这是神对我们的爱。
That is God's love to us.
他有所有的, 有的都可以给我们。
There are so many things he could have given us.
尽他所有的。
He could have given all of these things.
虽然我们人犯罪堕落了,
Even though we have sinned and fallen short,
他还要救我们。
God still wants to save us.
他没有放弃我们。
He did not give us up.
他为什么他还要这么做呢?
But why did he want to do this?
只有一个理由,
There's only one reason.
他爱你。
Because he loved us.
你要知道，我们啊，爱是有限的。
And we know that our own love is limited.
简单来说，夫妻就是因为爱的结晶。如果你没有彼此相爱，你不能成为夫妻的。
And for example, that a husband and a wife love one another, and that is how they can become a husband and wife.
但是你相处相处，有的时候你吵架多吵几次，你就放弃了。
But sometimes, as they live together, because of arguments, then they give up.
如果你感觉他们这个这样，我爱不了了。
So you feel that if this person is like this, and you can't love that person anymore.
我们知道，从以色列历史看见，我们看见以色列的百姓他怎么样背叛神。
And we see how many times the people of Israel that they had rebelled, that they had sinned against God.
神一直告诉他，我是有恩典的，我是慈爱的神。
We see how God told them so many times that I am full of loving kindness.
不管你人怎么样，他就是爱你。
That no matter what you have done, that he still loves him.
他爱你，他为你可以做他所能做的一切。
And God loves us so much that he is willing to do anything for us.
但是神是这样的爱我们，也要我们以他的爱来爱他。
But God has loved us in this way, and he wants us to love him with the same love.
所以说律法里面耶稣在马太福音解释了，你要尽心尽意尽性爱主你的神。
And that is why in Matthew, Jesus explained that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
我们知道爱也是神的命令。
So love is God's command.
命令就是我们一定要做到。
And as his command, we must do it.
一直等降我们人的时候啊,
When God created us,
他可以不给我们自由意志。
He could have created us without free will.
我们知道,
神叫我们的时候是叫他他的形象叫的。
We know that we were created in his own image.
所以他我们人有一个选择的。
So we have a choice.
如果我们想死，我们可以选择去死的。
If we wanted death, we could choose death.
如果有什么事情，如果不管从哪里来，如果我们想拒绝，我们是可以拒绝的，我们有这个权柄的，我们就。
And if there's something we wanted to reject, we have that choice to reject it.
如果神可以也可以下把我们教成能有这个功能的，就是说神叫你做，你就乖乖听话，那就没麻烦了。
But God also could have created us in such a way that we have no choice, that if he says we are to do this, then we can only follow.
神又要我们去做，又要给我们一个我们可以拒绝的这样的人。
But yet, God has something he wants us to do, and he still made it possible for us to reject it.
所以说神就命令是让我们遵守的，但是神又叫我们这个人可以拒绝的。
And so God gave us his commands that he wants us, that we must follow, and yet he made it possible for us in his creation that we could choose to reject his command.
但是神对我们又要求你要尽心尽意尽心尽力爱主你爱神。
But God still gave us this command that we must love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
为什么神要这样的爱我们，要我们这样的爱他？
So why does God want us to love him in this way?
因为他的要求，他要的爱也是出于我们的心甘情愿，出于我们本能的。
Because he wants our love to be willing, he wants it to come from us.
没有任何目的的，我们就是这样爱神。
That we have no purpose, but we just choose to love God in this way.
跟神那样爱我们是一样的。
It is the same as God has loved us.
神爱我们就是没有理由，他就是爱你。
God doesn't love us with some particular reason. He chooses to love us.
他就是发自他的本能的，出于他生命里面的，他是那样的爱我们。
It is out of his own life, out of his own being that he chooses to love us.
他也要我们以这样的爱来爱他。
And he wants us to love him in the same way.
虽然我们可以拒绝的。
Even though we can reject it.
让我们去选择的。
We have this choice.
但是他要我们出于我们本能的，我们尽我们所能，我们就是爱神而爱神，没有任何的目的的。
But he wants us that out of ourselves that we choose to love him.
我们知道人的爱很多是有目的的。
We know that oftentimes people love with some kind of other intention.
所以约翰福音里面刚才读的约翰福音是三章三十四节里面。
And so John 13:14 says.
他说我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
A new commandment I give to you that you love one another.
他说我给你命令叫你们彼此相爱。
I give you a new commandment to love one another.
下面就接下来了，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
Even as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
这个爱不是属于你们，你怎么爱就怎么爱的，你要看主耶稣怎么爱，你才怎么爱。
This love is not just casual, not just from anywhere, but just as God.Or our Lord Jesus has loved us, so we also love one another.
我们的爱，我们人的爱是不单纯，我们人的爱是有目的的。
We know that human love is not pure. Human love has some other motivation.
许多时候我们给人家的爱都是为着我们自己益处的，我们自己有目的的。
Many times when we love someone else, it is with our own intention or we have our own motivation.
因为我们人的爱是没有不会有单纯的，就是爱。
Because human love is not pure.
因为只有神的爱是那么的完美。
Only God's love is that perfect.
我前一段时间里面听了一个故事，但是这个故事是真实的。
In the past, I have heard this story. This is a true story.
那时候他说啊，因为有一个，这是几十年之前了。
This happened more than 10 years ago.
那个弟兄啊，为了追他的女朋友啊，他上飞机的时候，他就买了一大堆的花，花大到什么程度啊？他行李都带不了，所有的行李都去囤，以后他坐飞机就是抱着一大堆的花。
So there was this one brother, in order to pursue a sister, when he went on the plane, he sent all of his luggage into the checked luggage, and he carried a huge batch of flowers.
因为他的女朋友要来接他。
Because his girlfriend was going to welcome him at the airport.
他为了接着这个花来表示他多么的爱你。
And he wanted to use this huge batch of flowers to show how much he loved her.
所以下飞机的时候，他就抱着一枝花出去，女朋友看见了，他说：“你怎么行李当中哪里就只有一朵花？”
And so when he got off the plane and he met his girlfriend, she asked him, how come you don't have any luggage and just this huge batch of flowers?
后来他说，哎，我就是为了这幅画送给你，这个是我的心意，我的表示，他表示他的心意，他多么的爱你，多么喜欢你。
And so he just wanted to let her know how much he loved her, so he brought this huge batch of flowers.
所以说他这个话给他的时候，他也很感动。那是几十年之前了，那时候刚刚开始浪漫的时候是送花的。And
so this was like over 10 years ago, so during that time, it would be considered romantic to give flowers.
我们知道在我们中国以前啊，70年之前啊，没有怎么送花的。
We know, at least in Chinese culture, that before the 70s, that no one would send flowers.
好像订婚的时候就是一个戒指几十块钱，把你的一辈子都定下来了。And
so it was as if you wanted to be engaged, an engagement ring would only be a few tens of dollars, and that would be your life.
那个姐妹看见这个花的时候，哎呀，好浪漫，好感动哦。And
so when that sister saw those flowers, she saw that it was so romantic, she was so moved.
就这样嫁给他了。And
she said, okay, I will be engaged to you.
结婚了以后,
and so after they were married,
再也没有看见一朵花了。Never
did she ever see another flower.
因为他的目的达到了，这个花给你，他得到了。Because
he had received his purpose, he got what he wanted.
后来他讲到后面才有意思。But
the story becomes more interesting as you continue.
后来有一天他们是情人节。
One day on Valentine's Day, and two of them, they were walking on the street. We know that on Valentine's Day, anywhere you look around, there are flowers being sold everywhere. And so there was a florist who said to the man, hey, do you want to buy flowers for her? But he would not do it. But because she wanted to do business, she kept telling him, you must buy one flower. But he still did not, he could not think of a reason to say no, so finally he came up with an excuse.
会过敏有过敏啊，你这个花它鼻子一闻啊，它就过敏，我不能买花送给它。And
so he said, oh, she has very bad allergies, right? You can't give her flowers.
他听了在那里，好笑。And
so when the wife heard of this, she thought it was the funniest thing.
他说你跟我追我的时候，你要我的时候，你买了一大堆的花，我都不过敏。And
so she said that when you were trying to pursue me, that you were willing to buy so many flowers, and I was not allergic.
为什么我结婚以后，我只有一朵花我就过敏了呢？And
so why is it that after we're married, that even one flower would cause allergies?
这里就看见人啊。
And so you see how selfish people are.
That
our own love is not pure. That it is for our own motivation, for our own benefit, that you're willing to do anything. And so we see that oftentimes what looks pure, that this love is actually not pure. And we see yet how God's love is so pure. He is love. And he says that now we must love one another. That just as God has loved us, so we must love one another. So we love one another, our brother. We see that some brother has some difficulty. We want to help him. And we see that that brother is eating some medication. And if we have it, we give it to him. And if we see some brother or sister have difficulty, we hold them up. Why do we do these things? Because we love that brother or sister. Do not ask why. This is God's command to us. That we should love one another. And this love has no other motivation. that if you want to help some brother, the only reason is that you love that brother. That because of love, we are willing to do these things for our brothers and sisters. This is God's command. And this comes from God's own life that He loves us. And this life has been given to us. He has given His love to us. And we know that God's love is born. It is not created. And God is love. This love comes from His own life. And when we are born again, we have this life of Christ. We also have the love of Christ. And so God's requirement to us is that just as He has loved us, so we must love one another. It's not that we love however way we want. And that if you feel that you want to stop loving, then you
can't.
Because when you love that person, you are willing to die for that person. And because you love that person, for that person, you are willing to do many things. And so sometimes when we love one another, that it is also not easy. Sometimes it requires you to pay a price. That you are willing to struggle and to suffer so much because you love that person. Because this is the love of God encouraging and
constraining.
This is God's love that has taken hold of us. And it is in God's love that He wants us to love one another. We thank the Lord. May He continue to encourage us with His word. That by the love of God, we may love one another. And so by the leading of the Holy Spirit, may one or two brothers and sisters close the time for us in prayer.
谢你今天的弟兄的祝福，主啊，你就是爱，主啊，我们人的爱是有限的，是自私的，但是主啊，你给我们的生命，以生命而出来的爱是那样的纯洁的，那样的主啊，那样的无私的，主啊，就好像你在十字架上面为我们舍己一样，主啊，你的爱就激励了我们，使我们今天能够蒙恩得救的弟兄姐妹们，主啊，都没都要效法你的榜样，主啊，我们也要你也赐给我们一个新的命令，就是叫我们能够彼此的相爱，主啊，要我们切实的相爱，主啊，我们也不把这个爱摆在口中，而是真实的在爱里面来彼此的相爱，彼此的交通，主啊，我们实在赞美你，啊，赐下这么美好的话语。 主啊，让我们有一个提醒。主啊，让我们生活里面真正的能够活出你的生命，活出你的爱。主啊，我们实在赞美你，再一次的把弟兄姐妹恭敬的交托在恩主的手中，也求主你圣灵继续的向我们的心来说话，解释你的话语。主啊，我们赞美你，感谢你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Our brother prayed, Lord, we want to thank you. We want to praise you that by the words from our brother that you have shown us how you are love. And that you also, how oftentimes this human love is so limited, it is so selfish, and yet your life and your love is pure, so that on the cross you were even willing to give up your own self for us. That truly today we want to follow you, to follow your example, that you have given us a new commandment to love one another, not only in word, in mouth, but that it is truly from our lives. And so we praise you that you have given us your word and that we may truly live out your life. May your Holy Spirit continue to speak your word into our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray.
Dear Lord, we thank you. Thank you that through the speaker's word, you ask us not to worship the idol. Dear Lord, you love us, so we love you back. Even this, in the New Testament, you have new water. The water, new water requests us to love one another, which is a very good testimony. The New Testament, the testimony cannot be destroyed. We brothers and sisters here love one another, not for our own good, not for our own benefits, but for the sake of the Lord. Just because we are children of God, we love each other, and the world will know that we are your just children. You follow us. Thank you for the exhortation. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.